1, 3, 5, 6.
It's the Signature
the
Six.
Signature Six.
Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business.
Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News right here on 720 WGN. As you just heard, it is now time for the Signature Six, six Chicago business stories that you need to know. Sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business. What will become of Arlington Racetrack once it closes is still anyone's guess, but Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes says he and village officials will have, quote, extensive involvement in that decision. The Daily Herald Business Ledger reports the village doesn't have control over the property itself, but the mayor made that promise at his State of the Village address last week. Several ideas have been thrown out, such as a Ravinia-type venue, to the new home of the Bears or the White Sox. Churchill Downs announced it was selling the track last month. Despite the pandemic's brutal effect on many small businesses, close to 200,000 Illinois entrepreneurs have applied for a business tax ID number, an increase over last year. A University of Maryland economics professor tells the Tribune, while the pandemic forced millions of layoffs, many became entrepreneurs because they needed a job. The Tribune followed five new business owners from different neighborhoods. They included a gym in Little Village, a pet store in Hyde Park, a meal delivery service in East Garfield Park, a plant shop in Wicker Park, and a jewelry store in Morgan Park. Some were able to get federal business loans. Others sunk their savings into their business. Chicago Business Journal is reporting that Amtrak will restart a dozen long-distance U.S. routes, including five daily routes from Chicago. Five routes being restarted include three that begin on May 24th, the California Zephyr to San Francisco, the Empire Building to Portland and Seattle, and Texas Eagle to Los Angeles. Starting late May, trains will run to New Orleans, and the Southwest Chief will also head to Los Angeles. Amtrak cut back in the wake of the pandemic. It's using COVID relief money to restart the routes and recall more than 1,200 employees. The Chicago region is now in the top 10 when it comes to places to be in life sciences. That's according to Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News. The report measures a city based on funding for life sciences, patents awarded, lab space, among other things. Chicago has nearly 90,000 life science jobs, according to the Illinois Biotechnology Innovation Organization. While Chicago ranked 10th, the list is headed up by Boston, followed by the San Francisco Bay Area, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and the top five is rounded out by San Diego. The University of Illinois at Chicago is growing its computer science department. A new building will consolidate the college's current computer science department into one building. It's expected to be completed and open to students in the fall of 2023. That is according to Chicago Business Journal. The new center will house state-of-the-art equipment and labs to enable students to collaborate and innovate. It's being built on UIC's East Campus. Construction will begin this June. Part of the development and construction of the building is funded by the Rebuild Illinois Plan, introduced in 2019 to funnel $45 million into economic development projects around the state. The total cost of the project will be in the neighborhood of about $115 million. And that was the Signature Six, six Chicago business stories that you need to know, sponsored by Signature Bank. Real people ready to help your business. So that a lot of science in that, I would say, to say the least. But all good news for Chicago. The other interesting thing there is that so many people have decided, despite what we have seen economically and what the pandemic has done to businesses, to go ahead and have that courage to take whatever dream they have or idea that they have and try and make it a reality. Some of the folks that were interviewed by the Tribune had lost their jobs. Others had just seen a niche that they thought needed to be filled. Of course, a meal delivery service at this point is something that is desperately needed, especially when Chicago and the state was on a full lockdown just about a year ago. No restaurants were open, indoor dining or likewise. Of course, now we're seeing that start to open up, but that doesn't mean people still aren't getting their food delivered. So, a lot of credit to those folks that are willing to take that risk. So now let's go ahead and get it over to Mary for a check of our weather and traffic.